Lord willing, I'll be graduating next year. So, Lord willing, if I can get through it. Matthew, if you have a Bible, please turn to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. And we'll be reading from verses 22 to 33. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, 22 to 33, if you just follow along with me, please. Matthew 14, verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're so thankful, Lord, for your word. And I just pray, Lord, that you'll just fill me with your Holy Spirit this time. And just help me, Father, just to present the truth, Lord, in a clear way, Father, that you've laid in my heart. And just thank you for your word. And we just pray that you'll be glorified in all that's said and done this evening. For it's in Christ's name I do pray. Amen. This evening I want to look at two things. I want to look at fearfulness and forgetfulness. And these two things are the things that hinder our walk by faith. And here we see the disciples. And they're all grown men, all getting into a ship. And in verse 22, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship. So it was Christ's will for them to jump onto the ship, and it was a command given by Jesus Christ for them to get onto the ship. And the disciples jumped on, and they were sailing, and they found themselves, on verse 24, in a situation. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. It was a situation that was opposite to what they expected in their lives. And here we see Jesus Christ, he told them, get into the ship. So you've got a bunch of men, 12, on a ship, and they're in a little situation. And in 25 we see, and it was the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples, in verse 26, saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. So now we see men on a ship, who are fearful. And then it's pretty, when I was thinking on it and preparing this lesson, I was thinking it's a kind of trip that when the men jump off the ship, they'll never talk about it. They've made an oath not to discuss what happened. Because these guys were scared, they were afraid, they were really fearful. But there was one thing that we see, and I just want to really specifically look at, is Peter's response. Peter's response. And it's only noted in the book of Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, Peter's response is only noted here. And here we see Jesus comes to them in verse 27, and he said, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And Jesus' response to Peter's request was, Come. And how great is our God? How great is our God? And you can see Peter now, he was a man of faith at this point, right? For Peter to come out at this point and say, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come. Let me come unto thee. And the disciples, you could imagine, the disciples were like, is this guy crazy? Is this guy mad? Like, they could have been thinking that. Or you could just look at Peter at this point of his life and say, man, this guy is a man of faith. God bless him, right? So you see Peter comes, and Peter responds to God's request for him to come. And we see in verse 30, we see on 29 that he walked on water, this is Peter, to go to Jesus. So Peter started really well. He took that so-called step of faith, right? He trusted that God is able to get him through the situation, right? So here we see Peter took that first step. And then we see a problem. It says he walked on water to go to Jesus. But, we see the word but. When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. What was the problem with Peter at this point? The problem with Peter is that he was fearful. Why? Because he looked at what was around him, the situation around him, and he took his eyes upon the one thing, Jesus Christ. And we can learn this. This is, can be applied to our lives, that when we make a decision and we take that step of faith in our lives, it comes to a point where we, just because we've taken that step of faith, it doesn't mean that it stops there. The walk continues. For the just shall live by faith. We need to continue to walk by faith. And here we see Peter, he started off really well. But just because, as a Christian, just because we make a decision for Christ, say for example, I was praying for God's will concerning my life, for full-time service and full-time ministry. And it was a faith thing for me. I go, Lord, by faith, if you confirm through your word that you want me to serve you full-time, I'll do it. Okay? It's easy to say that. When Lord says, Jason, I want you to serve me full-time, it's a whole different story. And this is, I saw Peter in my life, because I took that step of faith to say, okay, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I surrender it all. And when Jesus says, come, let's go, it's time to do it, it's just like, oh, okay. Whole different story, right? And we all go through it in our Christian walks. We hear a sermon being preached and we respond in faith saying, Lord, I know you spoke to my heart. I really believe you spoke to my heart, and I really believe that you want me to do this, but you've responded. You're receiving by faith. But when you go outside and you look at the winds, that they're boisterous and it's just overpowering, and you've taken your eyes off the one thing, Jesus, and that decision by faith that you made, then you begin to sink. So just because we place our faith in Christ and we say, okay, Lord, I want to do this. I'm responding to your word. It doesn't mean that we just stop living by faith altogether. So the first thing that we see is fearfulness. Fearfulness is a thing that really affects us and affects our walk by faith. When Jesus asked a really interesting question in verse 31, he says, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? He asked, why did you doubt? And this is the thing, when you become fearful in your Christian walk, you begin to doubt. For example, when I go to the Lord, do you want me to be a preacher? And the Lord said, yes, I want you to be a preacher, but do you know how terrified I am to stand in front of people and talk? Okay. That's my point, right? When you think it's God's will, and it's like, by faith, you accept it, then all of a sudden God tells you to do it, then you start to question. You question your abilities. You question if the resources that you have, is it possible, Lord? Can we do it? And when you start to be fearful and say, okay, I can't stand in front of these people and preach, Lord, I can't. Maybe it's not what you want me to do. You start to doubt. God's will for your life, and you're saying, oh, and you start to question, saying, maybe it's not right. And this is the thing, when we go through times when we're in the storm and we're looking around, and as Peter in verse 26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, no, it's not verse 26. In 29, and the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus, and verse 30, but when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid. And when you go out, make a decision by faith, and you go out there and you see the situation and the circumstances of your life, and you're focused more on that, you know what? It's not about faith anymore. It's about you focusing on the winds. You're focusing on the trials and testings of your life, and it's not, you've taken that step, but you're not continuing in faith. So what are you focused on? Are you fearful? Is what you're in your life, in your situations that you're in, have you walked by faith, but then has fear ever stopped you? Fear and doubt, saying that I can't do this? Maybe you're here and you're a young person, a teenager, and God really wants to use you. And God is knocking on your heart, and he's like, you, every time you hear the preaching of God's word, and it's someone saying, surrender your life to the ministry, surrender your life to the ministry, and God is working on your heart. And children, it may be you as well. And you, deep down in your heart, you're saying, I know, Lord, you want me to do it. But you're fearful, and you're doubting, and you're scared. You might be saying, oh, but what will my friends think? Or you might be saying, is it even possible for me to do it? Listen, it's faith. It's not fear. Don't be scared. Lord Jesus, do you know what the best thing is about that? If you start to think, what did Jesus do to Peter? Did he not stretch forth his hand? You know, we have an anchor. We have somebody that we can always turn to no matter what. So no need to be fearful anymore. Let's be people of faith and say, Lord, I'm not going to doubt what you want me to do. I'm not going to be fearful, but I'm just going to take this by faith, and I'm going to continue to walk in faith. If you turn your Bibles, please, to Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6, in verse 49, we see the account that Mark gives of the same situation that occurred, but something, he doesn't include the situation that happened with Peter as he walked on water, but he got to a point in verse 41, 40, 50 to 52, we'll read, just for context. For they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them and said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. And 52 is the thing that I want to turn your attention to. For they considered not the miracles of the loaves, for their hearts were hardened. They considered not the miracle of the loaves. Now, I want us to go back to the time when the disciples got on the ship. Prior to that, they saw Christ perform a miracle. The miracle of him feeding the 5,000 men plus whoever was there he fed with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, 5,000 men. And he gets to the point where, in verse 52, Mark says, for they considered not the miracles. If you look at verse 45, and how it says, and straightway he constrained his disciples. In verse 44, it says, and they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. So straight after, this, God told his disciples to get into the ship. So it's a blessing, a time of blessing, a time of God working out miracles, and no doubt they've seen God make the blind to see and the lame to walk, and all of a sudden now he's feeding the hungry, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's feeding 5,000 with this little amount of fish, and then all of a sudden he tells them, it's God's will for them to jump on the ship and go, and they get into a little situation where it's out of their control now. And the Lord Jesus Christ isn't with them. And it's like, what do we do? But Mark said, for they considered not, in verse 52, the miracles of the loaves, for their hearts was hardened. And this is the thing, brethren, we can't have hardened hearts. The second thing that I want us to discuss is the thing that hinders our walk by faith is forgetfulness. We forget what the great things that God has done in our lives. We forget the miracles. I love this time of year because it's by faith. We have Easter and the Easter services, and we do pamphlet drops, and we invite so many people to come in. And then we're following now, next week, we got Holiday Bible Club, and it's just a massive step of faith. I remember when we first started Holiday Bible Club, and we were just thinking, oh, we don't know what to expect. But it's good not to know what to expect, because we expect things from God, and He will provide, right? And He will supply, and He will bring the people in. Amen? And this is what we, and this time of year is just perfect, because it's always good to remember and not to forget what God did last year and the years before, and the souls that have been saved, and praise God for this ministry, and how many souls have come to know the Lord through this ministry, and how this ministry has played a part in your life. Don't forget. How special is that? And this is the thing, when Mark noted this, because they considered not the miracles, and brethren, we need to continue to consider the miracles. Consider the miracles in our lives. The time when Jesus stretched out his hand to a dying sinner on his way to hell, or on her way to hell, and he just picked us up. Amen. Out of the depths of hell. Amen. What a Savior. So, when we walk by faith, we need to remember not to be fearful. And if there is any kind of fear within your heart, bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm fearful in this situation. And man, He just gives you this peace. And then you get frustrated at Him for giving you a peace. Like today, I was, like this week, when preparing for this sermon, I was like, Lord, give me a peace. And I was really seeking the Lord. And then on Thursday, I was like, Lord, You haven't even given me an outline yet. I want an outline, please. But He was comforting me about this thing. And this was a step of faith. And every time we do it. And then I look back at the other times that I've preached. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, Lord, You got me through that. You can get me through this. And it's everything in our lives. And even when you go to Bible college, you know, the next exam week just seems so like too much. I can't handle it. But then you just remember that, Lord, You got me through that exam week. You can get me through this exam week. Or this assessment. So, two things that hinder our walk by faith is fearfulness and forgetfulness. And I want to turn our attention to Mark chapter 8, please. And 14 to 21. And I'm so convinced that the disciples are in the Bible for us. Like, it's just, sometimes you just think of, you can just consider the patience of Christ. And he wasn't even dead at this time. He was like going to the cross. He was dying for these ones that he's invested his life into. And he was dying for those ones that weren't in agreement with him at all. And he had to live with us amongst humans, and he had to really like become a man for us, and all of a sudden we're like, he's like, he didn't just think one time in his life, how can I die for these people? They're just so thick. Anyway, sorry. Mark chapter 8, Mark chapter 8, verses 14, and we'll read to 21. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of the Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye, because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your hearts yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? When I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And when the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? So here we see that in verse 14 that the disciples had forgotten to take bread on the ship. And then Jesus is trying to teach them a lesson. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they didn't even take note of what Jesus was teaching them. They were worried, they were concerned. Is he saying this against us, that because we didn't bring bread onto the boat? In verse 16, and they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And you can see, feel, Christ asking them, what's going on? Do you not remember? Do you not remember? Are your hearts yet hardened? How is it that you do not understand? And at times, brethren, we don't understand because we're forgetful. We forget. We get into a situation when we respond to God's word and we really believe that God is speaking to us, okay? And then we go out. It's great on Sunday, but then when Monday comes and you're going to have to pay bills and you're going to have to go to work and you're going to have to, for mothers, do the daily chores as you need to, looking after kids. And as pastors, go running around doing what pastors do, dealing with people and the rest of it. And all of a sudden we forget, and we don't even consider what God has done in our lives and what He requires of us. And this is important, that for us to have a better understanding of walking by faith, we need to continue to remember. Remember the blessings. Remember the times of fruitfulness. And especially, and I don't know if you're going through a trying time now, but especially down there in the valleys, always remember. Remember when Jesus Christ lifted you up, got you out of that valley, delivered you from that sin, or delivered you from that hurt, or rescued you from that situation. And if you continuously just reflect on what God has done in your life and the way that He's just constantly worked, it just lifts your spirit. And doing what it says to me, and it should say to us, I should live my life by faith. Amen. That I can't do anything without Jesus Christ. And this is what faith is. It's just taking your hands off the steering wheel of your life. And let Jesus and God direct your path, and everything that you do, your hands are off. It's not my problem anymore. It's your problem, Lord. And this is the thing with Peter, when we see him, he began to sink because he looked around, and if he just kept his eyes focused upon Christ, and if he just stayed obedient and just kept walking by faith and didn't look at this thing here or this thing here, but I'm just looking straight and I don't care what's around me, I'm going to continue to walk in faith. And this is the thing. We just need to know that if we're going to walk by faith, we can't be fearful. Because fear is the opposite of faith, it's been said. And it's the thing, it's easy for me to stand up here and say, you can't be fearful. It's hard, but really, it is hard. The fear has been one thing that I have struggled with ever since I got saved. It's just really just taking my steering, the steering wheel off, my hands off the steering wheel of my life and just giving it to the Lord, it's hard. It's humbling. And although you know that God is able to do anything, although you know that God, He is the best person to rule your life and lead your life, although you know that, and although you know that God is creator of all things, it's still hard. Because the flesh wants to get in the way, and like Peter, he said, he probably said, I can do this. I'll trust you, Lord. And when I take that first step and start walking, he started trusting in his own self. He didn't continue walking by faith. Our God is so good. You know, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. And verse 30, halfway through, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? I just want to turn your attention to immediately. It says, Peter's cry to the Lord. It was a cry, Lord, save me. And what did Jesus do? He didn't even think. He just immediately stretched forth his hand. And then you just see, if you reflect on this verse, you just see the love of Christ. Christ could have just let him think a little bit more and waited a few minutes and then lifted him up. He could have. I'm going to teach you a lesson. But you know what? Our God is like ready. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He's ready to grab whoever calls upon Him. And maybe you're here today and you are in a pretty bad situation. Or you think that your sin is too great for God to forgive. Or you think your life is too much of a mess. Let me just tell you that Jesus Christ has His hand stretched forth to you. But are you going to be humbled enough to just grab it and let go of everything else and just trust Christ? And this is what we need to do. Every time we meet a soul in need of a Savior, you just think of Jesus Christ. Although maybe it's hard to love that person or anything like that, just think of Christ and think of Christ as stretching forth His hand for that person. And those beautiful, precious hands that they nailed to a cross, He's stretching out for you and me. And any time that we need them, we can always call. And you know, it doesn't really matter. Like Christ, He knows what we're made out of. He knows that we're fearful. And He knows that we're forgetful. But it doesn't change the fact that He still loves us and that He always has His hand stretched forth for us. So maybe you're here tonight and you are in a bad situation or there's something that you can't deal with. You know, Jesus Christ, He came on earth to die for you and me. God was manifested in the flesh. He became man. Stayed 100% God, became man to die in my place, in your place, that your sins may be forgiven. And praise the Lord that He rose again, proving that He was God, and that there's nothing that we need to do to gain salvation in through ourselves. It's only through Jesus Christ. So although we may be forgetful, and although we may not forgetful, and although we may be fearful, you know, Jesus Christ, He still loves you. And as we walk, may we continue just to walk in faith, knowing that He is able to just control our lives and He's able to do all things. So today, this evening, two things that hinder our walk by faith is fearfulness and forgetfulness. So when you're in a situation in life that says, ask the question, is this a faith? Is this a faith? Am I being fearful? Or do I need to just remember, not be forgetful and just remember what God did for me so I may be able to get through this? And my faith may be strengthened. Pastor.